I want to begin my comments by talking about trust. Trust, when we were kids, our parents probably told you, as my parents told me, that trust is not granted. It must be earned. And that certainly is true of our industry. And if we are to be a trusted enterprise and industry in this country, we understand that trust must be earned. It's not a grant from God or anybody else. In order to earn the public trust, we have to abide by a set of principles, a statement of ethical principles, which was unveiled here last year. That statement of this is who we are and this is what we stand for is part of it. We must demonstrate execution of those principles through what we do on a daily basis on our farms, the practices. And to follow that up, there must be some objective measure of our success. There must be some proof that we can present to interested people that we are doing the things that we committed to do through our statement of ethical principles. Our long-term vision is to reach a level of trust and confidence in the U.S. pork industry whereby socially responsible practices and sound business decisions can coexist. We understand, of course, that this is not achievable overnight. It's going to take some time. Earning and retaining the public trust is a process. It should not be viewed as a goal. It's not a point in time. It never ends. We must cultivate a spirit of continually renewing our commitments to the ethical principles, to utilizing the best available practices, to being good stewards and good neighbors, to looking after the long-term viability of this industry. Honestly, every one of us has a part in that overall effort to tell the positive story of pork production in America and how we are committed to the industry through producing safe food, wholesome products in a socially responsible manner. A year ago, we launched the We Care program. Today, we are asking all U.S. pork producers to do the following. Uphold the ethical principles on an everyday basis and share these principles with their employees through posting this statement of ethical principles at their place of business, publishing in their company newsletter, organization newsletters, if you have one, sitting down to explain to your employees what does this mean and the fact that if you work here, you own a piece of this. You have some of that responsibility. It's a shared responsibility. So communication of the principles to employees is key. Step number two, obtain PQA Plus certification for the employees who are engaged in pork production. To date, we have tens of thousands of people, producers around the country, who have already done this. And we are asking all producers now to do that. To register their premises for identification, for a premise ID number. Step four, schedule and conduct PQA Plus site assessments. And the fifth step, assure that all employees who are involved in handling and transportation of animals go through the Transportation Quality Assurance, or TQA, certification program. These five steps are the roadmap for delivering on the proof that we are committed as an industry. We must demonstrate our responsibility as an industry, and we have to start by doing the right thing. That's how we show the world that we are a responsible industry. We want a unified plan that's endorsed by producers, of course, not one that was developed by someone outside the industry, somebody who doesn't understand the challenges that we face every day. As we've discussed, while it's critical for producers to embrace these steps, it's also important for every other segment of the pork chain to understand and support our efforts, and we are asking for that today. We pride ourselves in being a part of an industry that truly partners with other segments of the chain to achieve our goals and to continue to provide the safest, most nutritious products to our customers. And we're very proud of what we do.